The Prophetic Gift in the Gospel Church. Preface. Reading in the Old Testament scriptures how frequently the Lord spoke to his people through prophets, by whom he multiplied visions, and the record in the New Testament that when he, Christ, ascended up on high, he placed the prophetic gift in the church, Ephesians 4 verses 8 to 11, leads many to inquire, why is not the gift of prophecy still manifested among the Lord's people? Can it be that the end of all things is to come, and the Lord not speak directly to his children to prepare them for that event? The following pages present an answer to the above questions. In part one of this book, it is shown how God spoke to his people in ancient times and also in apostolic times, and how, as the result of apostasy in the church, there has been a lack of the manifestations of his Spirit. Here also is considered what the Lord has promised to do in the refreshing that is to precede his coming. In part two is a consideration of facts respecting a manifestation of the gift of prophecy as connected with the great Second Advent movement. For over 58 years, the writer has been acquainted with this gift and its manifestation through Mrs. E.G. White. Having been privileged to see her in open vision nearly 50 times, he speaks of that which he has seen and knows. Since 1884, her visions have been about as frequent as formerly, but instead of being open visions, they are now what the scriptures call night visions, for a description of which, see pages 7 and 8 of this book. The Bible proofs and narrated facts in the following pages are submitted to the candid reader by one who believes fully that the Lord is again visiting his people through the gift of prophecy. May we all in this study follow the advice of the Apostle Paul to prove all things, hold fast that which is good. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 21. J. in Loughborough, Lodi, California, March 1, 1911.